Today's Christian who has made a difference is an Australian who lived most of her life in the 19th century. She is the first Australian to be made a saint by the Roman Catholic Church. On January 15th, 1842, Mary MacKillop was born to Scottish immigrants, Alexander MacKillop and Flora MacDonald, in Fitzroy, Victoria, Australia. This was less than 7 years after Faulkner sailed up the Yarra, when Elizabeth Street was a deep gully and Lonsdale Street was still virgin bush. A plaque in the footpath now marks the place of her birth in Brunswick Street, Fitzroy. Mary, the eldest of 8 children, was well educated by her father. He had spent some years studying for the priesthood in Rome, but through ill health had returned to his native Scotland until 1835, when he migrated to Australia with his parents. Unfortunately, he was not good with money, so the family was often without a home of their own, depending on friends and relatives, and frequently separated from one another. From the age of 16, Mary worked outside her home, earning her living and greatly supporting her family. She worked first as a shop assistant, then as a governess, as a clerk, and as a teacher at the Portland Catholic Denominational School. While acting as a governess to her uncle's children in Panola in South Australia, Mary met Father Julian Tennyson Woods, who, with a parish of 56,000 square kilometres, needed help in the religious education of children in the outback. Mary wanted to help, but as her family depended on her income, she was not free to follow her dream. However, in 1866, greatly inspired and encouraged by Father Woods, Mary opened the first St. Joseph's School in a disused stable in Panola. Young women came to join Mary, and so the congregation of the Sisters of St. Joseph began. They wore a plain brown habit. They were called the Josephites, or the Brown Joeys. In 1867, Mary was asked by Bishop Shield to come to Adelaide to start a school. From there, the sisters spread in groups to small outback settlements and large cities around Australia and New Zealand. Mary and these early sisters, together with other religious orders and lay teachers of the time, had a profound influence on the forming of Catholic education as it is today. She also opened orphanages, providences to care for the homeless and destitute, both old and young, and refuges for ex-prisoners and ex-prostitutes who wished to make a fresh start in life. Throughout her life, Mary met with opposition from people outside the church, and even from some of those within it. In the most difficult of times, she consistently refused to attack those who wrongly accused her and undermined her work. Rather, she continued in the way she believed God was calling her, and was always ready to forgive those who wronged her. Throughout her life, Mary suffered ill health. She died on August 8, 1909, in the convent in Mount Street, North Sydney, where her tomb is now enshrined. Since then, the congregation of the Sisters of St. Joseph has grown. It now numbers about 900, working mainly in Australia and New Zealand, but also around the world, including in Peru, Brazil, and refugee camps of Uganda and Thailand. The Brown Joeys may be seen in big city schools, on dusty bush tracks, in modern hospitals or in caravans. They work with homeless people, new migrants, Aboriginal people, and with lonely people and those on the fringes of society. They work in direct care and in advocacy. Mary MacKillop was put forward in 1972 as a candidate for the honour of beatification and canonisation. And on 1st of February 1973, the cause was formally introduced. Mary was beatified on 19th of January 1995 at Randwick Racecourse, Sydney, in a mass celebrated by Pope John Paul II. She was canonised as Saint Mary of the Cross at a mass celebrated by Pope Benedict XVI in St Peter's Square in the Vatican on 17th of October 2010. During her life, Mary MacKillop, a great Australian woman, did much good herself and also inspired dedication to God's work in others. She stands out as an example of great courage and trust in God and in sharing God's love and compassionate care for those in need.
Christian's man.